Cavalera, Saturday, August 8th edition. Today we're mainly talking about a stream that's still making waves 2 days after it aired, and a long-awaited technical fix that, for once, has pretty much everyone on board. Let's get into it. Starting with the game, Alpha 4.10 is still on PTU, with a new build open to everyone this weekend, no wipe for testers. The real news today is visual effects texture streaming, which is finally working properly. In practical terms, it eliminates those fifth of a second micro freezes that would pop up every time a particle effect loaded in, an explosion, an impact, that kind of thing. It's the kind of fix you don't notice when it lands, but you'd miss immediately if it disappeared. Beyond that, around 15 quieter corrections touch transport missions, the Siege of Orison instance, and inventory, including AI corpses, and vehicles that kept piling up and tanking performance toward the end of sessions. And speaking of which, this weekend CIG is opening a targeted playtest on that Siege of Orison instance in small groups to make sure respawns and group exits are behaving themselves. If you're testing, now's the time to send in your feedback. This week's sneak peek brings back the Kruger Stingray, already spotted a few weeks ago from a different angle, this time with the caption, quote, "The Art of Adaptation." Nothing makes it clear what that actually means. A ship variant, a configuration capability, a modular cockpit. We know from the July monthly report that this ship cleared an advanced design milestone at the end of July, so the teaser fits right into that timeline. But until CIG confirms something, it's still just an image and a line that could mean anything, not an announcement. Data mining quietly fills in some of the gaps the patch notes left vague. The recipe to unlock certain combat mounts is changing components. And more notably, the resistance drop on the Mirai Guardian MX against energy weapons appears to be significantly steeper than the official communication suggested, which described the value somewhat dryly as not updated. If you fly that ship, play it safe until it's confirmed in writing. Now the community, because that's really the story today. Over on Spectrum, the mood is still shaped by the Star Citizen Live dedicated to Siege of Orison that aired earlier this week. 2 days later, the threads keep coming, with one poll asking players directly whether they're worried, and another going further by pointing to a communication problem rather than just a technical one. Several players are asking for more transparency in these development sessions, and less marketing gloss around them. Running through all of it, one message keeps surfacing: give us a universe that works, and the community will take care of creating the content itself. Facing that wave, part of the community chose irony over anger, with a thread proclaiming unconditional love for everyone, with the sarcasm turned up all the way. And there's also, quietly in the background, direct messages of support for one of the stream's hosts, who was clearly put through the ringer that day. On Reddit, the echo is the same, just a little lighter. A screenshot shows concretely what the four-player internal session actually looked like, performance drops included, which explains a good chunk of the frustration. Some people think this stream might actually be the best thing to happen to the project in a long time, finally snapping player expectations back in line with development reality. Others are more blunt and feel the handling of the broadcast was worse than the broadcast itself. But one post steps back from all of it and points out that the community isn't too negative or too positive, just very reactive, which pretty much sums up the day. And as always, self-deprecation is never far behind. Someone proudly celebrates having taken over 10 years to frame a poster. Someone else fondly remembers getting roasted on that same forum 5 years ago. And a simple, "I'm tired, boss," is making the rounds as the week's universal summary. On the events side, the Foundation Festival wraps up August 12th, with its last free-fly window running until the 10th. Phase 1 of the Ship Showdown has also just opened. Each faction can now submit a creation to push their favorite ship up the rankings. And Bar Citizens are happening this weekend in London, Helsinki, and Taygete City. The Verse by the Numbers. $166,000 raised yesterday, for a total now past $1.034 billion. That was Cavalera. Have a great weekend. And that's the verse.